Masechet Eduyot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. And this Mishnah will have three machlokot between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, where Bet Shammai is more lenient than Bet Hillel with marriage and divorce. The first one will be about Kiddushin, how a person gets halachically engaged. The man has to give the woman an item that's worth something. Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel disagree about the minimum worth that item must be. Mishnah says, Ha'isha mitkadeshet bedinar upshaveh dinar kedivrei Bet Shammai. Say Bet Shammai, a woman could become engaged with a dinar or something worth a dinar according to Bet Shammai. Ubet Hillel omrim bepruta upshaveh peruta. But Bet Hillel say no, a woman could become engaged even with a peruta, the smallest possible coin, or something worth a peruta. Ve'kama hi peruta, how much is considered to be a peruta? Ehad mishimona be'isara italki, 1/8 of an Italian isar. We said that Bet Hillel's opinion here is stricter than Bet Shammai, because if the kiddushin was considered to be done between the amount of anything between a peruta and a dinar, Bet Hillel would say that the woman is now married, and she would be forbidden to all other men, and she would need a divorce if she wanted to end it. While Bet Shammai would say no, if the amount was smaller than a dinar, she would not be considered to be married. Next machloket will deal with divorce. A husband has to divorce his wife by delivering to her a get, a divorce document. Bet Shammai omrim, poter hu et ishto beget yashan. Say Bet Shammai, a man could divorce his wife with an old get. Bet Hillel osrin. Bet Hillel say no, you're not allowed to divorce your wife with an old get. Ezhu get yashan, what's considered to be an old get? Ko shenitayahed ima ahar kishaketavola. Any get that was written for his wife, but then he went into seclusion with his wife before he gave it to her. According to Bet Hillel, a husband's not allowed to divorce his wife with a get like this because we're nervous that the relations that they may have had when they were alone together, maybe she'll conceive and maybe she'll have a child with those relations. People are going to assume that the get that he gave her was actually given to her on the date that it was written. So therefore, they're going to think that the child is born out of wedlock after the divorce. And then people are going to look at that child and not want to marry him when he grows up. So therefore, Bet Hillel says, no, if a person was in seclusion with his wife after the get was written, then the get needs a new date to be super clear that the child was only conceived while they were still married and not after they were divorced. The third machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel also talks about divorce. Hamigareshet ishto velana imo befundeki. If someone divorced his wife and then people saw them later on, they spent the night alone in a hotel. No one saw what they did over there, but they spent the night in a hotel alone. Bet Shammai omrim, en asiricha mimenu get sheni. Say Bet Shammai, she does not need a new get from him. We do not assume that he remarried her with relations for the sake of kiddushin. Witnesses did not see them having relations. So therefore, there's no reason to assume that they did. Or Bet Hillel omrim, siricha mimenu get sheni. But Bet Hillel says, no, she does need another get from him. We make the assumption that they had relations. And since a person, when he's acting, he doesn't want to do things against the Torah. So we assume that when he had relations, he did it in line with the halakha, with what the Torah wanted from him. And he did it, therefore, with the kavana, with the intent to remarry her. So therefore, since the witnesses could make that assumption that it happened that way, it's as if they witnessed the kiddushin itself, and then the man and woman here are considered to be married. So if she wants to marry somebody else, according to Bet Hillel, she would need to get another get from him, from the first husband beforehand. We'll now qualify the opinion of Bet Hillel. Ematai, when does Bet Hillel say she needs to get a get? Bizman she nitgaresha min hanisuin, only when she was already divorced from him, after they completed their marriage with Nisuin fully and were living together as husband and wife. They were having relations previously. So therefore, they're comfortable with that fact. And when they get back together, they had relations again. But if they were only divorced from their engagement stage of marriage, then at that point in time, the couple's not allowed to be together. Relations are prohibited. So therefore, they were never living together. So Bet Hillel would say in that situation, she would not need a second get because they were alone after the divorce. It doesn't do anything. Why? Because during that engagement stage of period, he's not super comfortable enough with her and he would be embarrassed to have marital relations with her. He would be embarrassed about that. So it's not like he's comfortable to go have relations with her at that point in time. So if he was only divorced from Irusin and they never had relations together, when they're in Yichud now, when they're in seclusion now, we can make the assumption that they did not have relations and the seclusion was simply seclusion, and therefore we say that they're not married and she would not need a new get.